out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible sees a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
And an ominous, really an ominous.
Or you've gone and done downloaded us, possibly, as a podcast at the iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Or your favorite application, however, wherever, whenever you're receiving us. We appreciate the crap out of it. Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. Well, actually, it's a little cloudy and cool here on the panhandle.
Weather.
But we appreciate every moment that you listen to us and support us and all that shit.
Right.
We're going to be here for a couple hours. Sit down, strap in, order your favorite bevy. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I saw something I want to read. Alexandra Billings wrote an article for
the HuffPo.
Yeah, she's from Transparent. She's currently on Broadway in The Nap. And the title of the article is, "Dear Mr. Trump, I'm transgender, and I have a few things I want you to know." And I love this. This is from the second paragraph. She says, "You stand for nothing. You believe in nothing. You covet. You profit. And those are your talismans because you, like all bullies, are a coward."
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Lots of news.
Fuck that asshole.
Lots of news going on there, which I'm sure, I don't know if it's, actually, I just looked at the headlines. I don't know if it's the headlines. But join us on social medias if you're listening live at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, on, you know, everything. And Crab Diving on the Facebook. Hop in there. Lots of fun to be had for all.
Yay.
And muchas gracias. Or merci beaucoup.
Oh, oui, oui.
Since I heard a lot of French over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
In the Vieux-Carré.
What's that?
In the French Quarter.
Oh, very nice.
Of New
Fancy.
Orleans. Went to a wedding. Awesome time. Awesome city. I love New Orleans. There's a grimy factor.
Right.
When you're driving in, you could tell that it's a state city that don't have a lot of money, has been under a Republican boot for many, many a generation.
Yes.
And when you're driving in on the 90, I want to say, I think.
I have no idea.
That takes you downtown. There's just a
it's gross.
There's a grime. It's from that like car grime. You
right,
know what
right.
I mean?
Yes.
But then when you get downtown and all
it's
the
clean.
Architecture and the French Quarter, it's fucking amazing.
What's up with all the drunk people?
Bourbon Street at midnight on a Friday night is an interesting place to be.
Yes.
I'll put my little video up on our crab diving. On
oh,
Facebook.
Cool. I saw that. That's a great video.
I just did a 360, held my phone up. It's insane.
Right.
Bourbon Street is insane. And there was some construction going on, so you know, some of the sidewalks you were herded like cattle into like single file. It was a little messy,
right?
But fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of nice people.
Is it not sinking into the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, sure. So go enjoy it while it's there. great town, great wedding, great fun, good times had by all.
Very cool.
Well, me.
Right.
I can't speak for others.
Right.
Don't care.
Maybe they were miserable.
Frankly.
I don't give a fuck.
Give a fuck. I had a good time. It's the new Trumpian era.
Oh, yes.
Me.
Right.
Me,
fuck
me,
everyone.
Me. Let's see what's going on. Headlines? You want to get...
Sure, absolutely.
Start that shit off, and then we'll get to the fun stuff. All the fun headlines.
Oh, yes.
Move
for
up.
These mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, October 22nd, 2018.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, you're fucking... Great music. Great music.
Yeah.
Most places. Some places were some, you know, like shitty dance clubs. And stuff
not
like
great.
That, where it was less than great music.
Yeah, yeah.
That's media rape right there.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Glenn. Glenn Beck.
Really? I don't know what he was.
Is he dead?
I don't know what he was talking about there. That would be interesting.
That was Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby raped people, but the media raped Bill Cosby. That's his stupid theory.
Oh, that's right.
He's an idiot.
Over to the commie, pinko, liberal, Huff Post, lib, brag. the headline just changed. I was here a few minutes ago. This is interesting. I don't know if I have the video. Racism on Ryanair, still no word to victim. I don't know if you saw this video. Ryanair is, I've flown it a few times.
It's mine.
It's a, really?
No.
I was going to say dinner's on you.
Yeah.
On Ryanair is a Irish Airlines, yes. That is, I don't know if it was the first, but it was one of the earlier ultra discount, really treat you like cattle.
Yeah.
But you pay sometimes very little. I paid I flew from
like $20, right?
Yeah, I flew from Sicily.
Yes,
from Palermo in Sicily in Italy to Dublin.
Right.
I think it was $9.
Wow, that's a good deal.
If you get it early enough, and it's not like they only have three of those. You know, they sell a lot of them at that price and stuff like that. If you get,
why don't we have that over here?
Excellent question.
I mean, profits. God, it's so expensive to fly
Southwest
here.
Is as similar, is as close as you can get, but then
yeah,
Southwest
yeah.
It's
expensive.
Yeah, it's not as bad.
Right.
Ryanair, I mean, you know, you have to pay for the air on the flight almost. Right, I mean, right. Anything extra you need, you pay for. You have a bag that's like a half an ounce over the weight. It's $25.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
25 euro. But, fuck, $10.
Yeah.
To fly, you know, and even though if you don't get it, it's $79.80 or
no
something
shit.
Like that. It's not horrible. It's just a good, cheap way to fly. EasyJet's another one to fly around Europe.
Yep.
In Italy. I forgot the name of it, but there's an Italian one that's like that too.
Oh, yes. I don't know.
Not Alitalia, but there's a local one like that. But so this racist was on Ryanair.
Yes.
And there was a black woman sitting next to him or something, and he got all mad.
He didn't want to sit next to a black person.
Wanted her to move.
Good God.
And Ryan, this is the headline is an interview with her, but I'm trying to find the original story. Here it is. In a shocking video captured by a fellow passenger, a man can be heard referring to the pensioner. This is a woman, a 77-year-old elderly black woman.
Okay.
Racially abused on a Ryanair flight. The story at the HuffPo is that they still haven't heard from Ryanair.
Right.
Her family is all upset. She was returning from a holiday to mark the anniversary of her husband's death with her daughter. Holiday,
jeez,
a British term. She was returning from a vacation,
yeah,
from a trip to mark the anniversary of her husband's death, unless she hated him.
God, what a horrible vacation.
When the incident occurred before the flight took off, in the shocking video, a man could be heard referring to her, the pensioner. That means she's an older woman on Social Security.
Okay.
Their equivalent.
Right.
Pensioner as ugly black bastard.
Oh, that's nice.
He appears to be refusing to sit next to her, threatened to push her if she does not sit elsewhere.
Push her?
Something like they ask her if she would like to move, and I think he says something like, I'll push you myself.
Good God.
If you don't, or something like that.
What a dickhead. I'm
trying to find the video of it, which they don't have in the story. Great job here.
Well, hopefully somebody found this guy and shamed his ass on social media, right?
He's an old fuck.
God damn, man.
Well, he's just a nasty old racist.
Well, the upswing is he will be dead probably sooner than later, right? I mean, he's an older guy. That's nice.
Yes.
For the planet, you know.
Of course, I'm having technical difficulties here.
Oh, finding the video of this?
Yeah.
God. I mean, is that guy, is the last time he flew was the 1950s or something? I mean, how does he walk around on the planet?
Well, I mean, welcome to the new world.
Yeah, the new world.
Welcome to Trump's.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the new world. Days, I see what
and
you're,
the
yeah.
sad, they let this fuck fly.
Shame on them.
Kicked his nasty, racist, old ass off of the flight. You fucking vile old bastard.
Let's take the racism out of this. Not that you should, but he threatened to push someone. Yeah,
here it is.
He threatened to push someone.
I haven't heard this, so I don't know how good the video itself is.
Yes.
But this is the video from the flight.
Don't tell me what to do. If I tell her to get out, she gets out.
No, she won't.
Don't tell me what to do.
God damn.
You saw him, you don't be rude and talk to her like that. Who the hell are you, old tramp?
I'm giving Monty Cassidy, not bad.
Give her a chance.
That's from me. I did ask him to get out.
This goes on for two and a half more minutes
because he's sitting next. He doesn't want to sit next to a black person.
The incident occurred during, okay, well, let's click this link to the BBC.
Hello.
The incident occurred on a flight from Barcelona to Stansted on Friday and was recorded by a fellow passenger and shared on social media. Many people said Ryanair should remove the man. Fuck yeah.
Of course. He's threatening a passenger.
Ryanair has referred the matter to the Essex police and says it will not tolerate unruly behavior like this. Well, you did.
Yeah, you absolutely tolerated it.
The man can be heard being racially abusive to the woman, threatening to push her to another seat. He shouts at her, "Don't talk to me in a foreign language, you stupid, ugly cow."
Oh, God. He threatens to push a woman to the other seat.
As the flight attendant intervened, the woman says she wants to sit with her daughter.
Yeah.
Tells the man he stinks. The daughter said the row started.
Yes.
Because her mother has arthritis. It took some time for her to move out of the way for the man to get into his seat.
She's an older woman with arthritis. Why in the fuck? What kind of dickhead do you have to be, racist asshole, to harass this person? Leave him the fuck alone. Be nice, dickhead.
He was being very loud and aggressive. He started to shout at the woman, saying, "Get out of my way. Move your feet. You shouldn't be sitting here."
God.
Flight attendants initially came over. The woman's daughter arrived and the argument started.
Right.
He pushed past the woman, went to his seat, and then what's in the video unfolded.
Good God. If that guy was treating my mom like that, I'd lose my fucking mind.
This person described it as the most disgusting exchange of racial slurs and foul language.
Oh, God. I guess racists have to fly. I mean, what was this? This dickhead's going to Barcelona?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, dickhead racist fucknut. I don't think you deserve Barcelona. I've heard Barcelona's amazing. You shouldn't be allowed there. Fuck you.
One young man seated in the row behind the people filmed in the video intervened, yelling at the man who was shouting to stop. He's been praised for his actions.
Yes.
A Ryanair attendant says to the man, don't be so rude. You have to calm down. one passenger says, I'm shocked. There was no response. No one said anything. The young man who actually intervened, he was compelled to step forward.
Guys, we got to be allies and stand up for people. Fuck that guy. Say something to him. Be a dick.
Shadow transport minister. Shadow transport minister?
What does that mean?
What do the Brits have going on over there?
Who's that in this story?
Carl Turner. He's a government transport dude.
Is this the racist guy?
No. This is a member of the government who works on transport.
Okay.
It's like our Elaine Chao.
Oh, and he intervened.
Was among those to tweet about it, saying that he would raise the tendency of airlines to ignore this kind of behavior with a U. He also should have been removed from the flight and handed over to police. Carl Turner, MP, Shadow Transport Minister.
Right. Wow. What a weird title. Shadow Transport. The fuck is that? That's fucking weird.
The Department of Transport said everyone should be able to enjoy a safe and calm journey without their flight being spoiled by a disruptive minority.
Yeah. That guy's a dick.
So there you go, you black bastard, he said to her.
Wow. God, shame on you, Ryanair.
So, but the headline,
kicked him off.
The headline at the HuffPo is that Ryanair hasn't even contacted them yet.
They haven't even apologized or anything like that?
I thought I saw that they tweeted an apology or some shit like that.
Oh, you tweeted? Wow, they tweeted. Good job. Give this woman a free ticket or something, or I don't know. She should sue you.
Oh, this is not a shadow. This is the Secretary of State for Transport.
So he's not a shadow.
Chris Grayling. This is a different guy. This is not the shadow guy. That's a different guy.
Okay.
Said what we saw was totally unacceptable. The fact is the race abuse of that kind is a crime. Right. In Britain, that's a crime.
Yeah, they take it seriously over there.
If a crime is committed, it should be dealt with appropriately. Therefore, I would hope that notwithstanding what took place on that day, that the police would want to take action in such an extraordinarily unacceptable case.
Yeah. It sounds like the people at Ryanair need some cultural training or something on how to deal with that situation, because it sounds like they fucking failed.
And that's when Ryanair says they tweeted, we are aware of this video and have reported the matter to Essex police.
Shit.
They say this is now a police matter. We cannot comment further from Ryanair.
Ah, damn, you old racist fuckhead. There's a video of you doing it and everything. You're probably going to get arrested.
They did say we will be taking this matter further, and disruptive or abusive behavior like this will result in passengers being banned from travel.
Oh, shit.
So it sounds like the old white racist fuck.
Right.
Will be banned from his cheapo air flight.
Imagine you get banned from some shitty airline like Ryanair. How big of a dickhead do you have to Ryanair. Be? I mean, that dude, what if somebody wants to, I can't imagine who would want to go on a fucking trip with you, but somebody's like, hey, let's take a trip on Ryanair to Amsterdam or something. You can't, dickhead, because you're a racist fuck.
Did we fly? We didn't fly into Stansted. We flew into Heathrow.
We flew into Heathrow.
Okay, so that was, that was EasyJet then.
Oh, okay. I hope they're more worried about their passengers on EasyJet.
Ryanair flies out of a smaller airport.
Yeah.
In Stansted.
Shit, man.
So there you go. Racism even across the pond.
Right.
On a cheap fucking airline.
Damn it. They didn't even care on that flight. They didn't give a fuck. Some old woman's getting yelled at by some lunatic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you probably think that the flight attendants are going to handle it instead of trying to give the old fart a nipple rub.
Right.
No, calm down, sir. You're going to have to calm down, or I shall say calm down again.
Kick him off. My God, how much was his ticket? Probably like 20
probably
bucks.
Probably 50 bucks.
Just
tops,
kick him off the fucking flight, you idiots. Nobody has to put up with that.
Even if he hadn't called her a black bastard. It was still, he was a fucking asshole. You don't he start yelling at an old lady
to push an old woman.
Because she can't move, right.
That's stupid.
Over the Drudge Report, we all know what we need to be terrified about.
Oh, is this the fucking caravan?
A swelling, invading army amassing to the south.
Yes.
The orcs approacheth.
Well, you know what? I was over at my mom's earlier watching some MSNBC, and I saw the caravan of orcs.
Oh yeah, they're all 14 to 18 year old MS-13 members, right?
They're
tattoos.
Yes, they're all women pushing strollers with children in them, or carrying children, or people carrying children,
they're
or children.
Guys,
you know what I mean?
They've got you fooled,
right? God, it's so dumb. These, you know, just let them into the country, give them help. They're escaping horrible shit.
I've got a couple of stories about that.
Yeah.
Wait to hear what Todd Starnes has to say.
Fuck him.
Caravan swells, it says, over the Drudge Report.
Yes.
What conservative shit rag does it lead to? Oh, the Daily Mail. How about a British tabloid rag?
Yeah.
That says, well, here's the full story in paragraph form that is the headline.
Oh, wow. Oh, right.
As
right.
the Daily Mail is wont. Caravan of migrants swells to 7,000 and stretches more than a mile long as they continue marching toward the U.S. border. But Trump warns full efforts are being made to stop, quote, the onslaught of illegal aliens.
God damn. This is fascism, right? Let's name this. This is some fascist shit. When you take like an ethnic minority or whatever and you blame all of our problems on the say this caravan.
Other, yeah.
Yeah, that's fascism. So Trump's being a fucking fascist.
Here's the bullet points.
God.
Working for the Daily Mail must suck. Central American migrants advancing towards the U.S. border in Mexico swelled to 7,000 people. Thousands of mostly Honduran migrants rose at dawn on Sunday, continued their trek northward.
It's like 90 degrees where they're walking right now.
They walk towards the Mexican town of Tapachula.
Hey,
Ten abreast in a line stretching approximately a mile. Police and riot gear were deployed at highway junctions. And a military helicopter circled overhead. Mexican immigration authorities only allowed 640 through the border crossing on Saturday.
Yes.
The slow process prompted several thousand to cross the river illegally by rafts or even swimming. Trump has threatened to halt aid to Honduras and Guatemala. He tweeted that a little while ago.
So there'll be more poverty in those countries.
And
so probably we will have more people in caravans coming over here, right?
Right, until the Republicans get their way and we start shooting children and women on sight the moment they step foot across the border.
Well, we're putting them in cages.
Yeah.
What would be the next
step?
We're
almost there. Trump says he will potentially close down the border with Mexico if the march isn't stopped. He fired off a tweet Sunday afternoon saying efforts were being made to stop the onslaught of illegal aliens from crossing. They're not illegal aliens. They are refugees by definition.
He used the word onslaught.
Yeah, somebody must have helped him with that one.
That's a choice word. That makes people think, you know, violence, strife, onslaught. We're being attacked.
Yeah, of course.
We're being attacked. There's some poor people fleeing gang violence in Honduras. They need, you know,
they need
asylum.
Be very afraid.
Oh, God, this disgusts me.
So those are your headlines, everybody. In that story, we've got Todd Starnes, Our Lady of Perpetual Butthurt.
I hate this guy.
From Fox, quote, news, unquote.
State-run media. That's state-fucking-run media.
Who makes his living inventing Christian persecution to write about.
Right. Yes.
And we've said it before. I don't care. I'll say it again. It was just a coincidence that week before, Todd Starnes' book about Christian persecution in America
was
to come out.
Right.
A little girl was told at a public school that you can't read that Bible at lunchtime. You're going to get punished.
Yes.
When they questioned her, though, she described a teacher that had come up to her.
Right.
And no such teacher exists.
Oh, okay.
And I think they had might have had security footage, and no such person entered the lunchroom at that point.
So it's as if it's so a lie.
It's as if she was lying. It turns out it's just a coincidence that she was the daughter of the publisher,
right,
of said Todd Starnes shit rag about Christian persecution.
You think Todd Starnes?
Just a coincidence.
Did Todd Starnes orchestrate that?
Or the maybe,
publisher?
I don't
he
know.
Must have. It's if it's the publisher's daughter, why the fuck would the daughter have the idea to do that?
So their lawsuits were summarily dismissed and their outrage was laughed.
Dude, that's fucked up. Except that publisher probably told her daughter, bring the Bible to your thing and pretend that somebody didn't let you read it.
Right.
But that's kind of the only reasonable possibility. Or Todd Starnes asked his publisher to have his daughter do it. Either one.
Like she described some man who does. There were no men working at that time, or so. It was just the story just completely fell apart. It didn't happen.
God, you're getting your daughter to help you lie. Boy, that's fucked up. Way to go, Christians.
Well, here is Todd Starnes.
Yes,
on his radio show, everyone.
Boo.
Todd Starnes, Fox News. Ugh. With his affectation, the way he speaks.
God, this guy.
Strap in, gird your ears.
Strap it on.
Here's Fox's Todd Starnes with his outrage about the immigrants. Wait to hear what he calls them.
There is a group of 4,000 Hondurans, another one of these migrant caravans, and they are making their way at this very moment to our southern border. Keep in mind, Honduras, so they've got to travel through Mexico to get to our border. So we have to assume that the Mexicans have given these Hondurans safe passage. Why didn't...
Well, you do work on a news station, Toddley, and I just read from the fucking Daily News, which...
The Daily Mail, right?
Daily Mail, I mean, right? Which is famous for who's fucking who and whose boob popped out on some Spanish Riviera.
You sure?
you would know what we just read.
Right.
Which is...
They
only let 640 of them out.
Today, they might let more, right?
Right.
The Mexicans stopped them at their end of the border. Why did the Mexicans allow them to cross their border?
They haven't.
Well, it's because Mexico, they don't care about us. Mexico, they don't care about the United States. So here's where we stand. There is a group of 4,000.
4,000.
Nobody, listen to this. Listen to that butthurt. Nobody cares about us.
Oh, you know what? This was Friday.
Oh, okay.
So my apologies to Todd Starnes. Maybe he didn't hear
dude.
About that. But they hadn't reached
fuck
the border
him.
Yet.
And fuck
but
him.
That means that they hadn't even crossed yet.
Oh, yeah, that's
they
true.
They didn't let the 640 through yet.
But you know what? To be fair, Todd Starnes is on Fox News, and I don't know why they would start being factual.
Where's he going to get his news from?
Yeah. Right, I mean, it's not. You don't have to do that.
Steve Doocy here, everybody. There's 20 million brown people hurtling themselves at the southern border.
God, do these guys realize, like, how, like, this is so racist? History is going to look on these guys as like enablers of fascism.
Yeah.
They're not going to look on them favorably.
4,000, I want to call them militant Hondurans. And the reason why is...
Militant Hondurans.
Well, okay, Todd, I might want to call you militant because guess what, dickhead? You're emboldening crazy people to do violent shit.
To women and children.
Yeah. These lunatic anti-immigrant racist fucks are going to listen to Todd Starnes. He's like, let's go beat up some immigrants. Fuck it.
I want to call them militant Hondurans. And the reason why is they're about to invade our country. I've said this before on this radio program. There was a time in American history when if you had a group of people from one country coming into another country without their permission, crossing their border, that was an act of war. But now it's just howdy do. Here's some food stamps. Here's some free health care for you. And oh, by the way, here's your registration card for the Democrat Party.
There you go.
But listen to him, though. Here's your food stamps. And then what did he say? Here's health care.
Here's free health care. Here's food stamps. Here's free health care.
So we're talking about a group of people who are hungry. They probably need health care. And how un-Jesus-like to offer health care and food to people that fucking need it.
Todd could find an appropriate Old Testament verse to make sure that he poo-poos your argument about helping poor people.
I understand the Republicans, and I understand Donald Trump. It's racist. It's racism. It's fascism. Heartless. It's hate. There is nothing to be gained from any of these fucknuts. They just have to be gone. There's nothing.
The Trumpist strain is the worst.
Yeah, we have to get rid of them.
So the president is now threatening to call out the military to shut down the border. And I believe the president doesn't need to threat. He needs to act. No more threatening, Mr. President. It's time to put a stop to this nonsense. I say enough is enough. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of my tax dollars going to fund and going to take care of all of these illegal aliens.
I'm tired of my tax dollars going to your churches.
Right.
Tired as fuck.
We're tired of that.
My tax dollars.
Your mega churches.
Going to your churches.
And like you say all the time, if they're going to get that break, then open the fucking doors up at night. And let homeless.
Homeless
people sleep in there. Look at in L.A. We always talk about that. All these sleep outside.
How about we equally distribute these refugees
to churches
among the fucking churches that get tax breaks?
This is insane. I mean, how can you not say Todd Starn is inciting violence? He's saying people really okay.
I don't know about you, but I'm tired of my tax dollars going to fund and going to take care of all of these illegal aliens. And now we've got 4,000 more about to invade the country. I say it's time for the president to shut down the border. Not a single person coming into the country. Not until we get a handle on all of this. I mean, if the reports are true and the reporting from Fox News is fairly accurate here.
Ooh, it's a comedy show now.
I mean, it really is.
The reporting from Fox is accurate.
How is Fox News any different than RT?
It's not.
I mean, it's...
No, it's C-U-N-T.
Right.
Not until we get a handle on all of this. I mean, if the reports are true, and the reporting from Fox News is fairly accurate here, if the reports are true, we don't have any place to put the illegals. So shut down the borders, call out the military. And quite frankly, we ought to treat this 4,000-strong migrant caravan as an invading force.
As an invading force. What do you do to invading forces?
God, does he want our government to
wants us to kill them? Sure. Sure.
To drone
this
them?
Fucking scumbag, alleged Christian piece of shit, heartless, vile creature is suggesting that we close the borders, treat them like an invading force, which means if they try to cross, start shooting. That's an American Christian for you right there.
Well, Todd, I got the good news for you. I'm sure there are racists waiting to do that. I
saw
there
comments.
Are white supremacists loons.
I was on the Fox site and I read this and I looked, of course, I don't know, I hate myself. So I went down and looked at the comments on Fox. And you'd be amazed. I'm a 2-time Iraqi vet. I volunteer to go protect our border.
Somebody should go down and protect those people coming across the fucking border. Because obviously our government's not going to do it. And then we got these racists out there.
Yeah. Just disgusting. God,
vote
blue,
everybody. It makes me so fucking frustrated.
Remove this cancer from our country of this heartless, disgusting group that has taken over. Fuck. Yeah.
People will vote blue. I hope to God that blue wave happens in November. But you know what?
We just need the House. If that doesn't happen, we're fucked.
A free society ain't going to suffer this forever. Will not suffer
true.
This.
Well, that's what I'm worried about, though. I mean, I'd rather avoid the streets and the pitchforks and the torches and the violence. But
progressives aren't going to sit there and take it. Our country's not going to take this bullshit for ever.
I saw a story that the rich fucks are upsetty pants because how unpopular the Republican tax cuts are.
Oh,
and how popular and that they're unpopular, more tax cuts.
Right.
The thought of it is really unpopular, and they're upset about it because they want more tax cuts.
Well, I mean.
And they're worried that the Republicans are going to shit their pants and get chicken because some of their constituents might be saying, you know what? We're not falling for your tax cuts for the rich shit anymore.
Right.
So the rich are starting to now wonder, well, I don't know. What are we going to do? How are we going to get these tax cuts?
Well, shit, man. At some point, people are going to march into the Hollywood Hills and take your shit.
Well, I saw another.
Like that.
I read another one that about how so many of these gazillionaires are end times prepping.
They should
because they know. They know that the collapse may be nigh and that somebody got into some comment thing or something where they're chatting back and forth or something. And they're literally wondering like how they're going to pay their private security force if the monetary system goes away.
Well, I mean,
their private security force. So they're going to hire a private security force to protect them and their McMansions.
Well, dickheads, what's going to happen is the guys with the guns are going to take your shit probably. Or we could avoid all this shit. We could raise the minimum wage, have universal healthcare, right. Fix society. Or we could, plunge into this weird apocalypse you want, you fuck faces. How immoral is it that all these 1%ers, they have all the fucking money and they want to hoard it away? They want to hoard it away. They want to bunker in. They want to take all the food and put it in the basement. 80, so their pristine asses can 80% survive.
80% of the wealth, 80-something percent of the wealth generated last year went to the top 1%.
That's insane.
In the world.
Why don't we take it? I don't understand that. Not one bit. Why are we getting bullied by these soft-handed fucking assholes?
Well, it's going to happen, I fear. And that's why we need to vote. And shit. Listen to billionaires like Nick Hanauer and Tom Steyer, who was on the television the other day. He's giving $30 million to the Democrats or something like that, or to try to get out the youth vote and stuff.
Right.
He's the one that paid for all those ads. Impeach Trump now. Yeah. Impeach Trump. Impeach Trump. And he was saying we got to end the rule of the totalitarian old white guy, and he's a billionaire old white guy. So some of them are waking the fuck up.
Yeah, they don't want to end up with their shit. You know, their houses getting looted and rioted. I mean, what the fuck, man? What the fuck?
Well, and if the whole system collapses, French Revolution bitches.
Yeah, you're the first to go.
Let them eat cake. They thought they were okay.
People are going to take your shit. Smiling.
We don't want that to happen. That's ultimate case scenario. But nope. I mean, that's where these kind of things historically have gone.
I mean, the rich people better hope the blue wave happens. Because let's say the blue wave doesn't happen. What does the women's march look like 2 more years into Trump rule?
Oh, right.
What is, does that look still look like a march?
Well, we've got trans marches, pro-LGBT people today with the other news. We'll get to that.
Fucking bull. That makes me nuts.
So that's Todd Starnes, and that's the immigrant caravan going on there. We've got...
way to be Christ-like, everybody. Good job with that.
Oh, here's
way.
Another one, by the way. I'm just gonna play it.
You'll
recognize the vote, the voice,
the dickhead.
This caravan that's coming north.
The mellifluous Skeksis tones.
Yeah.
Of Pat Robertson of the 700 Club.
I mean this in the nicest way possible. Pat, if you're listening. When the fuck are you going to die? I'm just wondering.
You might have to convince me he hasn't.
Has got about 7,000 people now. It's coming out of Honduras and Guatemala and now through Mexico. And it's going to be a public relations nightmare for our president if he doesn't get ahead of the thing. And what I'm saying is, so they're going to arrive. What do we want to greet them with? We want to have a bunch of soldiers beating them up on little children and women and peasants. Is that the kind of image we want to have in the
peasants? Listen to that terminology. peasants.
Yeah.
Men and women, peasants, you know, the peasants. Yes. Should we let them see our soldiers good beating God. The shit out of them? Not that it would be horrible
well,
for that
yeah.
to even be suggested.
Right.
But we shouldn't let that peasants. Be seen. It's going to be bad PR for Trump.
I mean, I'm actually kind of confused. Where is he going with this? He's almost making it sound like a bad thing that the soldiers could be attacking these evildoers from Honduras.
Well, it'd be a bad image. Not that it's bad that they would attack.
Oh, my God,
it's bad
Pat.
PR.
It's bad optics.
He said it'd be bad public relations for the president. This is opening sentence.
This is insane. This man of God sees all these starving people fleeing violence and oppression, coming over the border, and the nightmare he identifies from that is how the nightmare of Trump having to deal with the optics. That's crazy.
Right.
That's mental illness.
And how sad it is that people would be upset if we started shooting them.
Yeah, they're sad. They're starving.
That would be bad optics.
I mean, I watched. Have you seen any of the footage of this
yes.
caravan? It's people walking. It's hot. Carrying their kids.
Right. With strollers and shit. And
all they own.
Yeah.
All they own is with them, Pat, you rich fuck.
They interviewed one woman who said that literally her house was taken over by gangs. The house. The gang took over her house, and she had to flee with her daughters because they were going to get raped and shit.
Imagine what it would be like if someone said, you have to walk from your house, take anything you can carry. That's all you're going to have. That's right. All you'll be left with, and now you're going to walk. How many
this
miles?
This caravan is not a unique thing, by the way. This has been happening every year, this caravan type of thing. It
right.
usually is not as big. It's gotten a lot more publicity. Golly, I wonder why.
Oh, geez.
This time. And but this has been kind of like a yearly thing the past few years. So this
right.
is not a new event.
The world is going to be a nightmare unless we get ahead of it. My solution is very simple. The Army knows how to take care of troops. 7,000 people is no big deal. It's a third of a division. And all they've got to do is have field kitchens out there to feed them and put up a bunch of tents. And then once they're in that situation where it seems humanitarian, then you begin to arrest them for breaking our laws.
Seems oh humanitarian. So you toss them in a FEMA tent. You feed them some gruel. Looks like we're not being mean to them, and then you grab them and arrest.
You know, that's the mother Pat. You had me for a second. I actually thought, we should feed them and give them shelter,
right.
and then arrest
yep,
them.
There you go.
You motherfucker.
So he even says so. It appears.
Yes.
So it appears.
A bunch of tents, and then once they're in that situation where it seems humanitarian,
seems
and then
humanitarian.
You begin to arrest them for breaking our laws. And you take them selectively back to Honduras, back to El Salvador, back to Guatemala, wherever they came from. And it'll take a little bit of time and some judges. But the other thing that I think we ought to do, and I think it's very important, the person who apparently has been financing this thing is George Soros.
Lie! Find us citations, you nasty old
yes,
goat.
Yes, God, you fuck.
Evidence, you fuck. Evidence, you lying sack of shit.
How is he
evidence,
still alive?
Evidence, evidence.
God, every time I hear his voice, I don't get how you're fucking alive, you dickbag. But, like, what would he be financing, though? Like, it's a group of people walking with everything they own that they can carry on their backs and their kids from point A to point motherfucking B.
Right.
Just what is being financed?
Nothing. Not happening.
So George Soros isn't paying anything.
Right. On the 20th, Trump tweeted a lot of money. Oh, no, he said at a Nuremberg rally in Missoula, Montana.
Yes.
But a lot of money has been passing to people to come up and try to get to the border by election day because they think that's a negative for us. They have lousy policy. The one thing they stick together, but they wanted that caravan. And there are those that say that caravan didn't just happen. It didn't just happen.
How many people is in that thing? Like
7,000.
7,000? You think it's an amazing flash mob, you fuck? No, he's right. It didn't just happen. These are all third world countries where people are oppressed and there's gangs and they're fleeing violence and then people left.
A caravan of migrants is traveling north towards Mexico and the United States, prompting alarm and false claims from Mr. Trump. Oh, this is the New York Times. I'm so humiliated. And Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida.
What's Matt? What is Matt Gaetz
doing? This is our representative here.
What is he doing?
Our foul, fetid, nasty, yak shit piece of dung.
God, are you still alive to drive? Is Matt Gaetz allowed to drive? Is his license?
Sure, because his dad made all of the DUIs go away.
Why, though? Why? I've got
what
a friend.
Mean why?
Well, I mean.
Because his dad was Speaker of the House of the Florida Representatives for. He had a dynasty going.
Well, that
makes
sense.
Makes a phone call.
I got a friend who
and
had.
His drunken shit crotch stain.
Right.
Gets out of jail.
I got a friend who's got a few DUIs. One's a real bad one or something. He's not allowed to drive anymore.
He got arrested for them.
Yeah. I mean,
he didn't get dropped off at home because his last name is Gaetz.
Yes.
look it up, folks. Six times that we know of, Matt Gaetz was
and that human trafficking thing,
huh?
The human trafficking thing that
he invited a dude to the State of the Union, right? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, it was a Nazi or some shit like that.
There's that one, and then he was the one person to vote against even the Freedom Caucus, even Louis Gohmert voted for it. Even Jim
God
Jordan
damn, Matt.
And
oh my
Steve
God.
King voted for it. He was the one person to vote against the human trafficking because he didn't want it was the Trump wanted to create a panel on human trafficking. And Gaetz said, I don't want any more big government. I don't want to empower any more panels.
They wanted to expedite the red tape or whatever. They wanted a way to cut through all the red tape when somebody has been kidnapped or something. To help find the person,
Matt. It was probably
Matt.
A good thing, right?
It was, God, Matt, it's probably
a rare
good
thing from the Republicans.
Oh, my God. Fuck him. Matt, did you imagine? All those right-wing nut jobs you just rattled off? Yeah. Louis Gohmert, Steve King.
Sure.
What's another one you said?
Jim Jordan?
You're the worst one?
Devin Nunes?
Is he the worst one, though?
Rohrabacher?
In Matt some cases? Rohrabacher's the one sucking Putin's dick, right?
Oh, yeah.
And what's wrong with
every
that?
Hole covered.
There's one that you said. What's wrong with him? Not Jim Jordan. I know what's wrong with that guy. Somebody else. Fuck. Who cares? Matt Gaetz is the worst. That's amazing.
It says there is no evidence. This is the New York Times. There's no evidence that George Soros, billionaire, major Democratic donor, has paid thousands of migrants to storm the southern border. Nor is there any evidence that Democrats support the effort, as Trump is continuing to say.
The only evidence is that Republicans, listen to me, Republicans hate brown people. They hate gay people. They hate trans people. They hate you if you don't have a dick and you're white. They fucking hate you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. That's it. That's why they're demonizing these people coming across the fucking border. They're fucking racist.
Or if you have a dick and you don't want one.
Yes. That's a good point. I hate these people. I fucking hate
Mr. Gaetz. I'm humiliated that our representative is the star of this New York Times.
Matt,
this is great.
He should be concerned about climate change, Mr. and global
Gaetz,
warming and shit like that.
Mr. Gaetz is wrong about several things in the video. In the description of the video he posted, he tweeted some shit. The video that Gaetz posted was not shot in Honduras, which he later acknowledged.
What an idiot.
The internet quickly found that Facebook photos, Google Maps, and everything place it at a storefront at an auto parts shop in Chiquimula, Guatemala.
Oh, wee wee.
The caravan was formed last week in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, made its way north through Guatemala. Gaetz's speculation that the migrants were being offered cash to join. He says Gaetz tweeted something like, Who's paying for all this? Soros? Question mark.
Paying? How? Again, I'm sorry. How long is the trip? 7,000 miles? Is that what you said?
I don't know. It's a long way.
I guess we could Google
the number.
You know what? We could actually Google search how long it takes to walk from Honduras to. God, my geography must fucking suck because I'm listening to this story. I'm like, how the fuck do you walk across the Gulf of Mexico? Honduras is.
Well, they have to. Honduras is in Central America.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Somebody didn't go to fucking high school in Georgia and shit. Everybody's dumb.
There is 0.0 evidence that the migrants are being offered any cash by Mr. Soros. One of his philanthropic organizations called Open Society Foundations has had no involvement.
Okay.
A Guatemalan journalist said that he spoke to residents in Chiquimula. I guess it was there was food being handed out to the people in the video,
right?
That Matt Gaetz tweeted about Honduras.
What's wrong with that?
And he was asking, where's that food coming from?
Matt.
So, but we now know in Chiquimula, where this video was taken.
Yes.
They said some local merchants gave the migrants money. Others gave them food, clothing, and other help. You know, decent human beings offering assistance and food and clothing to other human beings that are in need.
You know, I just tried to Google to see how long it would take to walk from Texas to Honduras, and said that information isn't available.
Okay.
Damn it.
Trump doesn't want you making that walk.
Well, yeah.
The video appears to show each migrant money. Yeah. The video appears to show each migrant receiving a single bill. So the largest amount they could have received was 200 quetzales, which is equal to about 26 bucks. So if they each got a single bill of something,
it's $26.
Even if it was the largest denomination in Guatemala, and the money was being handed out and the food by local merchants helping people.
They're opting to do that on their fucking own. They have some compassion. You know what really fucking pisses me off? And this to me sums up Republicans. They can't stand to see poor people get help.
Being helped.
They
poor
can't stand
non-white
it.
People.
How poor do you think these guys are getting their $26 in the food from these local merchants? How many... Matt, what kind of handouts do you get from the fucking government?
In an interview, Matt Gaetz says he now suspects that the men handing out money were cartel members trying to sow goodwill and seeking to subvert the government. He's also concerned. He's also concerned that American non-governmental organizations were involved in organizing the caravan, but concedes, well, but that may not be.
So he's demonizing an NGO that's getting charity.
Maybe. This is the what-ifery of these fucks, of the fuckery. It is.
I love that.
It's the what-ifery. Well, but, you know, I'm not saying, but it could be these non-governmental organizations getting involved in the organization. And then he says, quote, but they may not be.
Right. Just one second.
I have zero evidence.
Right.
That translation.
What-ifery trademark at crab diving. What-ifery.
I doubt it.
That's I'm sure that's crab diving.
I'm sure somebody else has come up with that.
Come get it from us. I'm joking.
He emphasized. Here we go. He emphasized he's merely asking questions, and is still asking. This is the Fox News in the morning. Steve Doocy. You know, some people are saying that it's 7,000 pedophile rapists that are coming.
No,
we're not sure of that, but we're just hearing that it is, that they're all
right.
Pedophile rapists. They're all Democrats. They're homosexuals.
Listen, if it's a gaggle of pedophile rapists
I'm
coming,
I'm just asking.
Are you talking about Congress?
Could they be?
Are you talking about the GOP party?
We're just asking. Could they be? Yeah, 7,000 Roy Moore is coming.
Yeah,
up. Far more terrifying.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, these rapey, racist white guys telling us what's what. I'm done with that. Fuck this shit. We don't have to be nice to these people.
A project coordinator with a group that's helping the caravan.
Yes.
Pueblo Sin Fronteras.
Oh, oui, oui.
Which sounds to me like something without borders. But he says that the notion that refugees are leaving their homes for a little bit of cash is crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. They're leaving their homes because, like you said, gang people have taken them over. They're being, you know.
You don't have to pay people to try to save their own lives. They are fleeing violence, death threats, or economic violence.
That's like saying, my house is on fire. I'm only running out because George Soros is sending me a big fat fucking check.
No, $26.
God, hey, how dumb are people that they're going to buy this GOP line of thinking?
Did you really just ask that question? Have you listened to our show for the past couple of years?
It is a crime that stupid people are allowed to fucking vote.
There is similarly no evidence that Democrats, quote, wanted that caravan, as our president keeps saying. Democrats and many Republicans, though, do oppose the Trump administration's policy of separating families at the border. And Democrats have supported legislation to improve border security.
Right.
But no fucking wall that we don't need that won't work.
Yes. And to the Republicans that are supposedly speaking out against zero tolerance and all this racism, say it a little louder, dickhead. I haven't heard you. I haven't noticed. Fucking make more of a thing about it. The goddamn head of your party is ruining this fucking country. And you're sitting there with your fucking thumb up your ass. Silent and enabler.
We have a update.
Yes, crab diving update.
Matt Gaetz admitted yesterday that he had provided false information.
Oh shit, that he lied?
When he tweeted a video of a caravan of Latinos he suggested were paid by liberal billionaire George Soros.
How do they word that in whatever you're reading?
This is rawstory.com.
Yes. He submitted false information.
In a tweet last week, he sent a video of a group of people who he said were from Honduras, asked if they were being paid by Soros to illegally come to the U.S. It was retweeted by President Donald Trump.
Yay, of course. Schittler.
It said breaking footage in Honduras. It was Guatemala.
Right.
Giving cash to women and children to join the caravan and storm the U.S. border at election time. Soros? Question mark. U.S.-backed NGOs? Question mark. Time to investigate the source! Exclamation
point. Oh, my God.
Of which there is no evidence, he admits
right
himself. No evidence of Soros. No evidence of NGOs.
Wow.
I'm just asking the question.
Right. What's the headline on that Raw story? What do they say? False information.
I was wrong. Matt Gaetz admits his caravan conspiracy video is based on a lie, but defends it anyway.
Oh, okay.
He goes on to say he's on CNN. A little bit of balls going on CNN instead of getting tongue fucked on Fox.
Just sometimes you hear these stories about these Republicans lying, and rarely, even like the liberal side, do we hear them actually say they lie? They always want to say something else for some fucking reason. Soften it.
Well, he's not saying he lied. He said, I was wrong.
Well, I want to make sure that Raw Story does, though. And
they did. He said it's based on a lie. He told Jake Tapper, I was wrong. It wasn't in Honduras. It was in Guatemala. The tape was provided to me by Honduran government officials. It was not collected by Central American intelligence officials. I think we've got to learn a lot more about how these large organizations of people come together.
That's Matt Gaetz.
He says he learned there are three groups, the thugs, the organizers, and then you have a lot of desperate migrants.
Okay.
You have the thugs forcing local businesses to turn over cash and resources. I want to see evidence of
citations,
that.
Dude.
That's a problem. If you have organizers working in concert, if you have organizers working in concert with U.S. NGOs or left-leaning groups, that's also a problem. And then they say Gaetz, of course, failed to offer any evidence.
Right.
That NGOs or left-leaning groups are supporting this caravan.
And where's the evidence of the thugs? Where's that? Where's the bad actors in here? I mean, when you see a group of people fleeing oppression, our first thought shouldn't be, uh-oh, what about the thugs that could be in there coming to get this? We are well-fed. We are not starving. We have money. We should take care of these people. That's it.
Democratic strategist Simone Sanders on the same panel on CNN slammed him, Gaetz. She said, I don't think we should be fear-mongering There's a real conversation we need to have about immigration in this country. Unfortunately, some folks, your tweet included, weren't having it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Pam Bondi's there, too.
Oh, what a bond. Hey, I always want to take back one thing I said. I said, we are not starving. That is not true. There are lots of people starving in this country.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I misspoke.
Pam Bondi, our corrupt attorney general here in Florida, all you got to do is look at Trump.
Right.
We caught them. We caught them. Trump giving campaign money.
Oh, yeah. I fucking forgot about that.
Nobody seems to care.
Well, yeah. I mean, how are you going to remember that one, though? Shit. I mean, it's like...
Pam Bondi also, after the horrific massacre at the nightclub.
Yes.
Was the one that was out there pretending crocodile tears after, like, literally a year ago.
Pulse nightclub.
She was trying to make sure that nobody could get gay married and they couldn't adopt children and stuff yet. Right.
Well, and is she pro-gun control?
Support her LGBT. Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
God.
She's under the wing of that dragon that we have here in Florida. What's her name? The NRA hag that somehow has all of Florida by the short and curlies.
Damn, I just typed her name.
She's like some ancient creature that has so much power here and is such an NRA representative, and she must have all the shit. She must be the Putin of Florida. She must have all the shit and all the Republicans to get them to goose step in line.
I wonder if
her NRA agenda.
And we know that. Well, the NRA agenda. We know part of it was laundering Russian campaign dollars, right? I wonder if she was involved in. Yeah.
The Florida Attorney General, Pam Bondi.
Yes.
This is interesting. This I need to check, but somehow she tied the immigration in with opioids.
Oh, Jesus.
All I'm seeing is young kids overdosing on opioids, and they are coming. I never thought in any of our lifetimes we would see heroin in a pill form. That is coming into our country from Mexico. It is not.
Well, it is now, though,
where
because she said it.
Where is fentanyl coming from? Where is Oxy coming from? You fucking asshole. Opioid addiction. She's blaming on the Mexicans.
We know where Oxy comes from. American drug companies.
Holy shit.
They make too much of it and flood communities with it. It's not coming from over the border, dumbass.
I tell you, the only thing that might save our asses is the press. I read another article today. They're like, this is why we need to keep fact-checking Trump, even though it's ridiculous.
Call him a liar.
And all of them. Because now they're all starting to do it.
Yes.
They used to, even Republicans used to be called out when they lied.
Right.
And now it's just, look at what she just said. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Yeah. Well,
it's
a lie. You know, that Michael Moore movie addressed this. It's like, it's a normalization of bullshit.
Right.
You know, people start lying about tiny little things, you ignore it, and then the lies get crazier and crazier.
Trump had three Whoppers on. Are there riots in California or something like that? He said that just is not true. Absolutely demonstrably not true. He made it up. He made it up.
Right.
For his hate rally.
You know, did he make up one of the most insane things that probably no one's going to remember this. I barely do. Didn't they make up a terrorist event?
Oh, the
something in.
Oh, yeah.
The word green was in it.
Bowling Green massacre. The Bowling Green massacre never happened.
Are we sure?
Yes, we're sure. What?
Why would you say that? Wasn't that
Skeksis Barbie that said that?
Yeah.
Kellyanne Conway?
Why would you bring... I mean, that, you know... And by the way, the point that that all these tiny little lies just makes you forget. We don't even remember that.
Because you're woozy from the next one.
But
the
that's
next
so
lie.
Insane.
Right. That's who they are. They don't care. And the evangelicals, it's the most corrupt, lying, fucked a porn star 4 months after his wife gave birth to his baby. He fucked a porn star.
God, dude.
But the evangelicals still love him.
Just, I looked this up on Wikipedia. The Bowling Green Massacre is a fictitious incident alluded to by counselor to the president.
It was Kellyanne Barbie, Conway, yep.
in a Cosmo interview on TMZ. And then on an interview with Chris Matthews, she cited it as a justification for a travel and immigration ban. So it didn't happen. How can you say?
Well, right.
These right-wing nut jobs, they want to say they were crisis actors that did Sandy Hook, but now they want to make up a massacre that actually happened, that didn't fucking happen. What? Are we in Bizarroville? That's just
yes.
Fucked up.
This has got to be how the Russian liberals have felt.
Yeah. Years.
And they lost. I mean, they're you know, gay people are being beaten in the streets there. So, because Putin successfully took over the media.
Yeah.
Which is what the Republicans.
Which by the way, the Republicans have
allowed Trump to do. Yeah.
He did it. How can we say that Trump hasn't taken over the media when you look at Fox News? How can you say that?
Well, he took over Fox News, but there's still CNN and NBC and all the other ones that are critical right. of him. When Rachel Maddow is at gunpoint talking about how great the president is and that he shot 14 That's holes in ones today playing golf, That's then we'll true. Know we're really fucked.
Yeah.
And Rachel, by the way, winning weeks now, like won a full week for the first time. I think it was the highest rated show on cable for a whole week, not just news.
That means, you know, it's interesting because even if people don't agree with her, if they're right-wing nut jobs watching, that means that they just actually want to know what's going on.
Well, and maybe a fact or two will seep into their head.
No. I think they want to know.
I mean, it's unlikely, but you never know. Maybe one of their kids is in the room.
They're happy with what Fox News is saying, and they know it's bullshit. They want to know what's actually happening. Those are the worst. I think that's who they are. The right-wing nut jobs are not going to change their mind.
Trump had a hate rally. He's got having a bunch of them because he's working real hard as president, you know.
How many hate rallies did fucking Obama have?
I don't think Obama did a lot of campaign events. He did a few, but I mean, this is every other day now.
I mean, I'm sorry. You got to make the comparison to Hitler.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. You have to.
Trump tweeted, people are upset about this one. This is a couple of days ago he tweeted.
Yes.
And this is that shit we've been talking about. And I saw Paul Krugman, I think, had a tweet storm.
Who the and fuck wrote, is that?
He was a financial dude. He was a journalist.
Oh, okay.
He was talking about how, look at how Trump the Republicans are starting to talk about voter fraud and everything.
Oh, the voter suppression deal. I get it.
Right. So
they love that.
And his thing is what we've been talking about here for a while is what if we get the blue wave and Trump is like, we have evidence that China hacked it. And there's massive, massive Democrat dead people voter fraud. I'm annulling all of these elections until we can figure out what the hell is going on.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Oh, we know what's going to happen.
See, in the streets. Everybody's going to be in the streets going bananas.
He tweeted, and this is right along that vein. What is today? The Monday? So on Saturday, he tweeted, all levels of government and law enforcement are watching carefully for all caps voter fraud.
So that means if you see a brown person at the poll, he wants you to intimidate them. He wants you to intimidate Democrats,
including during early voting. Cheat at your own peril. Violators will be subject to maximum penalties, both civil and criminal. And I forget who it was today. I think it was Ali Velshi on MSNBC said the last that they found for the last presidential election, there was like one ten thousandth of a percentage
right.
of actual voter fraud. Like there were three people that may have tried to cheat. And we know two of those were Republicans.
Man, hey, you know, if Twitter's listening, Fucking shame on you. You have a part in this bullshit. You need to figure out your fucking platform. Trump's using this. I mean, that language is bullshit. What he said is bullshit. Why are we even participating in this fucking government?
Bernie Sanders retweeted and said, Donald Trump and Republicans know that they have to lie about voter fraud, which is virtually non-existent, to suppress and intimidate voters to in order to win. Don't let them get away with it. Iwillvote.com.
Well, Bernie, I'm sorry. They got away with it in 2016, and they're getting away with it. This is crap. This is insane.
Go out and vote. Participate. Yeah, I mean, participate. Participate. If we don't participate,
I don't mean don't participate and not vote. I remember, like, why do we? I don't know. Because what Trump is not a government. That's not a government. What he's doing. He's still a kleptocrat.
The fact that we're having an election.
Yeah.
Is we still have a little bit of a government.
Yeah.
It's just
I mean, God, we got a president
fucked up right now
screaming about taking away people's human fucking rights, and it's 2018. It's this insanity.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, by the way, and thanks for helping us out through our Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit on the internet at Amazon with their great prices and all that stuff.
Right.
And free shipping and Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Watch a lot of shit on Amazon Prime.
That's right, Pat.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time we get a little commission, doesn't cost you fuck all.
Yay.
And crabdiving.com/Audible also.
Right.
Which is a subsidiary of Amazon.
Ooh.
But that's where you go to download Audible books. You can listen to shit while you're driving, while you're, I knocked off half of a really long book in my trip back and forth to New Orleans.
What'd you read?
It's a sci-fi fantasy kind of.
Oh, okay.
Fantasy.
That's cool.
Specifically fantasy.
Right.
The Spellmonger series, if you must.
Oh, okay. You must know. Very nice.
I like the guy reading it because he's got a really cool Scottish accent.
Oh, okay.
We've got, the story that is really driving people nutballs today.
Yes.
When you think, see, this is the kind of thing that I really just don't think is, it's not going to help them. I don't know why they would do this, but this was, I guess, a leak of a memo about trans rights.
Right.
That there is a memo. It has to do with, I think, Title IX. I'm waiting for this to open. But right now, hundreds of people in all over the country and various groups of hundreds are protesting right now.
Yes.
With the hashtag won't be erased. The Trump administration, here we go, is planning on it was a health department memo set to be released later this year, a draft of it done leaked, and they're calling it a broadside against transgender people. This is from the New York Times. The memo is circulating amongst government agencies.
Yes.
Since the spring. They're considering narrowing defining gender as a biological immutable condition determined by genitalia at birth.
Wow. So, okay, let me understand this. So my trans friends don't exist in this fucking country.
They exist
under Trump.
But they go back to the parts they were born to.
Oh, okay.
They must identify as that.
Well, that's garbage.
I guess even if they don't have those parts anymore, I wonder how does that work?
That's not happening, Donald. You're a dickhead.
The New York Times calls it the most drastic move yet in a government-wide effort to roll back recognitions and protections of transgender people under federal civil rights law. A series of decisions by the Obama administration loosened the legal concept of gender in federal programs, including education and health care, recognizing gender largely as an individual's choice and not determined by the sex assigned at birth.
Are we going to be welcome to 1950?
The policy prompted fights over bathrooms, dormitories, single sex programs, other arenas where gender was once seen as a simple concept. Conservatives, especially evangelical Christians, were incensed. Now the Department of Health and Human Services is spearheading an effort to establish a legal definition of sex under Title IX. I heard that they're worried about a bunch of court cases that are flying up.
Yes.
That under the current legal definition under Title IX, they would lose.
Right.
But they think if they can redefine it within their, because the courts,
then they'll win.
The courts go by the definition of the administration.
Right.
So they're thinking they'll be able to make trans people go poof.
Yeah.
Simply by redefining this.
Hey, guys, if you voted for, if you didn't come out and vote, you just decided not to vote. You couldn't vote for Hillary, or you voted for Gary Johnson, for Jill fucking Stein, or for Trump. This is on you.
The agency's proposed definition would define sex as either male or female, unchangeable, and determined by the genitals that a person is born with. That's not even science, because we know that there are people that test genetically for the other sex, but were born because of a fucked up mutation with the wrong genitalia. They are genetically the other sex.
Right. Right.
And that happens.
Yeah. And it's also crazy because there are trans people in our society.
Well, yeah. And who cares what they want? What they want.
But
let them do what they want.
Yeah.
Let them be who they want. I don't care. If you want me to call you she or he, I'll work on it.
But it's insane they exist. Do they not want
of
them to exist? Are you going to put them on an island?
No, they don't want them to exist.
I don't want these fucking right-wing nut jobs to
exist. I don't want these religious fucks to exist who are telling us how to live.
God, fuck your sky god. Shove your god up your fucking dick hole, man.
Any dispute about one sex would have to be clarified using genetic testing. Well, that would help those that are born genetically.
Hey, Christians, I have a question for you. If you cared as much for your fellow human being as what you think your sky god wants, this world would be a much better place. But you're so concerned with something in the sky that doesn't fucking exist. You're killing us.
The new definition would essentially eradicate federal recognition of the estimated 1.4 million Americans who have opted to recognize themselves surgically or otherwise as a gender other than the one they were born into.
Man, that's some garbage. That's bullshit. That will not stand in this fucking country. Not in a free society. That won't fucking stand.
The move would be the most significant in a series of maneuvers, large and small, to exclude the population from civil rights protections and roll back the Obama administration's more fluid recognition of gender identity. The Trump administration sought to bar transgender people from serving in the military.
Oh, yeah.
And has legally challenged civil rights protections for trans people that were embedded in the nation's healthcare law.
Why would you challenge someone's civil rights if you're the government? The government is supposed to look out for the people, but they just want to rally the loons, right? Is that what this is about? They want to rally the loons. These idiots that are afraid they're going to go in the bathroom. Their stupid fucking piece of shit daughter is going to get, I don't know, assaulted by a trans person. What in the fuck?
The Department of Health and Human Services called on the big four agencies that enforce some part of Title IX, Departments of Education, Justice, Health, Human Services, and Labor, to adopt its definition in regulations that will establish uniformity in the government and increase the likelihood that the courts will accept it. So they're asking Betsy DeVos, right-wing Christian extremist asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
They're asking the Department of Justice.
Sessions.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, who thinks it's biblically mandated that Negroes be subjugated to the white man.
Oh, yes. And he loves prisons, baby.
Department of Labor. I don't even know who the labor secretary is.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't say. Okay. I don't know either.
I'm
a racist.
I just have the departments. I'm coming up with the names.
It's Trump. Assume it's a racist. Just do it. You know he is.
Right. Health and Human Services, Azar, I think, Alex Azar, and
he's garbage. I'm sure.
Also, yeah,
garbage people. I think I know who Alex Azar is. He wanted to. Any one of these idiots that doesn't want to let the CDC look into gun violence.
Probably.
Or am I on?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Nice.
ACLU is getting ready to sue. Everybody's getting ready to sue, of course.
Yeah.
Policy director for the National Center for Transgender Equality called the maneuvering an extremely aggressive legal position inconsistent with dozens of federal court decisions. But guess who's stacking the courts?
Trump.
There you go.
So we've talked about that our court system has protected us, but that's not going to last. Right?
Right.
Oh, it's done, right? Because Kavanaugh's in there. It's fucking done. Is what is 50-50? What is it? Conservatives to libs?
5-4.
5-4. Oh, we're fucked. Well, so that's a thing of the past. Goodbye.
Maybe. The only saving grace about Kavanaugh is that he worshipped at the feet of Kennedy.
Okay.
And Kennedy had many faults, but he was also the guy that gave us gay marriage. And that in that stupid cake baking decision, it was worthless because it was so narrow. He did make it a point to write about that the Supreme Court will not be going back on the inherent dignity of the inequality of LGBTQ citizens.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, Kavanaugh could break with that, but,
yeah.
But Kennedy's his hero. Who knows?
It's hard because, like, Kavanaugh.
He is a Catholic lunatic.
Though. Yeah, and he is a rapist, right?
Assaulter. Alleged sexual assaulter.
I mean, you know, if she hadn't gotten out of the closet or wherever he had her with his stupid fucking friend, hand over her mouth, assaulting her. She thought she was going to fucking die.
What an asshole that friend is. You're watching your friend cover
beat
a girl's
the shit
mouth
out of the guy.
You should hit him over the head with something. You got in the room. Get
save
help
that
escape.
Person. It's like we are putting, God, it's the least of humanity in charge. Yeah. It's the least of humanity.
But they're rich, Ryan.
Oh, fuck him.
But he went to Georgetown Prep.
I would like to see, I mean, God, what you just said about him worshiping Kennedy, I guess. But Kavanaugh just seems like such a piece of shit. I can't imagine
him.
Well,
we'll see. But, you know, on the LGBT, that's what some hope some people are holding out to.
Oh,
that he'll leave that world. Not abortion, but that the LGBT.
But he owes Trump.
He might leave alone.
He owes Trump because Trump really put his dick out for this Kavanaugh guy.
So, yeah, people are taking to the streets today about this now that that news has gotten out about this. I mean, this memo is months old, obviously. It's just now leaked. People be taken to the streets right now.
See, guys, it's like you vote for somebody like Schittler because you want to mix it up. Well, that's what this looks like. Mixing it up means minorities, trans people, gay people suffer. Immigrants suffer. Not white guys. Stupid. Mix it up. Where is there, by the way, where did that idea come from? You know, the basic idea that the only way to fix something is to blow it the fuck up. Where does that come from? Because I kind of don't get it.
Well, they hate democracy. So in order to fix our country, they need to get rid of democracy.
I think.
Then they have to blow the whole thing up. They don't want people voting.
Some weird lunatic friend of mine tried to explain it to me. And they said, well, if you're going to rebuild everything, it'll be new. And so everything will be new and everything will be better.
That's what they want. That's why they want to. They want to get into that constitutional convention, which is why the more terrifying thing that we need to watch, because they got a whole bunch of states right now, and all it takes is I think two or three more states to sign on, and the states can convene a limited constitutional convention, and they're going to get in there. They're going to get rid of the 13th. They're going to get rid of slavery, freeing the slaves. They're going to get rid of the 16th, income tax,
right.
They're going to get rid of all the direct election senators. They don't like that.
Yeah.
Because that's democracy.
Yeah.
They really want to get rid of that one.
I mean, hate crimes have gone up since Schittler's been in office, right? Like a
palpably,
lot.
Palpably, yes.
So blowing something up and rebuilding it means like you're rebuilding stuff on the bodies of people.
They don't care.
That were oppressed by races, by people that were beaten, killed. You know, that's the truth.
But white men are being oppressed, right? I mean, and they need.
I love it. It's always. She said white. And it's always fucking white dudes that say that. We need to blow it up and rebuild again. Because they're not the one that get. You don't get blown up.
Right.
You won't get blown up. Why is that hard to understand? Why, when I talk to my idiot Bernie bro friends, I'm like, these morons have voted for Gary fucking Johnson. Why don't they get that? What is wrong with them?
Selfish.
But it's horrible.
Well, yeah, it's a lack of forethought and a lack of empathy. And, you know, some of them are fucking stupid because tactically it was the worst move you could do.
Yes.
Like I've said, wear that shawl of sanctimony as we're all marched to the camps.
Right.
Because if it ends up with that, I mean, that's, you know, this is not hyperbole anymore. We've got they're desperate to remove rights from people. They are trying to, by definition, make trans people lesser citizens.
That's
right here in front of us.
Are we that fucking dumb and unplugged and don't care? This is crazy. We can't stand for this. No one, everyone in this country should be fucking outraged. I don't give a fuck who you are. You shouldn't tolerate that.
Good news?
Yeah?
Question mark?
Okay.
Three more of these sad, incel, tiny, bald, little coward, proud boys.
Yeah, these people. These people are fucked. I wish George Soros had a big army of liberals beating these fuckers' asses all over the fucking place.
And that really fetid diaper stain, Gavin McInnes.
Yes.
The founder of the Proud Boys.
Ooh.
Sad little fop dandy MRA dude who thinks he's an alpha male.
Guess a dumb question. Is Proud Boys, is that their term or did we
call it? Theirs.
That's their term.
Oh, yeah.
They like that?
Sure.
Proud Boys. Sounds so fucking stupid.
Well, you know, they had that dust up with some counter protesters a couple weeks ago or last week, whenever the fuck it was.
Yes.
And on 12th in Manhattan, it says. But now they've arrested some of them. They've, through the video and all that, they've found some of them. But they're also now finding, Gavin McInnes is always like, I don't know what he calls his group. I don't even know what they identify of. Is it
right?
Just a We Love America group or whatever? But definitely no racist ties, no fascist ties, none of that.
Fuck you, brown shirts.
Well, now the arrests of three members of the Proud Boys have led to more revelations about the gang's fascist roots, as one of the arrestees is affiliated with a skinhead crew in New York City.
Brown shirts. These are fucking brown shirts.
The New York City Popo arrested Douglas Lennon, Maxwell Hare, and Irvin Antillon,
Irvin,
as part of a sweep of Proud Boys connected to a vicious attack outside of a GOP event in Manhattan on the 12th.
This is where Gavin McInnes had the fucking sword, right?
Yes. Antillon and Lennon are both from New York. They were charged with rioting and assault. Hare of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, faces the same charges plus additional charges of gang assault and a criminal weapons possession charge.
Gavin, do you feel like a douchebag when you're like, I better take my sword? My God.
Antillon's arrest specifically shows the type of member the Proud Boys attract.
Yes.
The 41-year-old Queens resident has connections to the primarily Latino skinhead group Battalion 49. It's called.
What the fuck is that?
He was also in Charlottesville during the first Unite the Right rally in 2017.
I'm sorry. Did you say Latino
skinhead group? Yeah.
So it's a bunch of Latinos that are skinheads, meaning what?
They hate black people and I don't know. Don't ask me.
God damn.
he was rolling at that point with the Fraternal Order of Alt Knights.
Ugh.
Knights, K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
When do these guys, these racists with these fucked up stupid names, when are they done? When are we done with these groups?
Yeah, what is
their name again? The Knights of what?
I don't know. Knee.
Hey, go to some island. Can't we put these racists on an island and they can go fuck each other up or something? God, they're vile.
The Fraternal Order of Alt Knights is a Proud Boys affiliate created as, quote, an accelerant for violence at right-wing rallies, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's their agitator group.
Oh, yes. You're an accelerant for violence. Be proud.
Two other Proud Boys that were identified at the scene are members of something called...
Uh-oh.
211 Boot Boys?
I don't know.
I'm really embarrassed for having a penis sometimes. If this is the quality of manhood these days, I'm in the 211 Boot Boys. I'm going to kick your ass.
What the fuck does that mean, though?
I don't know. A far right, well, probably boot, you know, jackboot kind of thing. They're a far right nationalist skinhead group. So I take back everything nasty I said about them.
Oh, they're what?
They're a far right nationalist skinhead group.
Yeah.
I take back my insults. I'm kidding. It says it's quite common to find close connections. This is HuffPo. It's quite common to find close connections between Proud Boys and white nationalist or other fascist extremist groups.
Okay.
Antolin was pictured with the white nationalist group Identity Europa.
Yes.
During the Unite the White rally.
God, all these people, these creepy names.
Europa. The Proud Boys acted as bodyguards for the Patriot Prayer.
Yes.
During violent rallies along the West Coast, Patriot Prayer has aligned itself with white nationalist groups like Identity Europa and the Cascade Legion.
I'm like, oh, God, who does this? Who come up? Who sits around and say, I want the coolest name for my KKK group. I want to be the Cascade Legion. Cascade Legion. By the way, these boot boys, they're skinheads. It's just they don't shave their head. They wear all the other bullshit.
Oh, okay.
I guess. That's like Urban hair. Dictionary. Maybe I could be wrong.
The NYPD is searching for 9 Proud Boys in total. 5 of them they've gotten already. They've been arrested.
Good. I don't want these people in society. They make me nervous.
A police spokesman wouldn't comment on the remaining arrests, but prosecutors reportedly said the single most vicious member of the crew was behind bars as of Friday, a man named John Kinsman.
God, fuck you, John. Jesus, what a piece of shit you are.
Proud Boys founder Gavin McInnes. They identify him here at the HuffPo as a violent extremist who also founded Vice Media. The thing is, Vice is so good. They got rid of him, by the way, a long time ago.
So did they denounce him now? Did they denounce him?
They're not happy with him. I don't know if they've officially.
You better make that clear, guys, because this guy's fucked up. I hope he didn't have anything to do with you. If it was me, if I owned Vice Magazine, I'd go out of my way to denounce this guy. I don't want to be associated with this loon.
He said that Gavin McInnes, was arranging for the remaining gang members to surrender.
Yes.
But that hasn't happened.
Okay. So go. Can our cops just go get them? Can we just go?
Well, they don't know where they are.
Go find them, guys. Please get Peter Falk on board. Find these fuckers.
Channel the dead spirit of Peter Falk, Columbo.
I don't know. It bothers me that these idiot Proud Boys. What do you mean the cops can't fucking find them? Nobody in the FBI can find these fuckers.
Don't you guys have resources? It's a nationwide manhunt going on for this horrible assault. I mean, people are probably keeping their eye out, but I don't know that they're
what?
I don't know that they're sending out squads in every city search to turn over.
If we lived in a reasonable society, would say. Guys, we got to find these Proud Boys and bring them to justice so the people of this country don't feel like there's lunatic racists running through the streets with swords, beating people and calling them the F word. That should be, we got to get these guys.
Let's see, what else is going on? We've got don't forget, tweet us and all that shit, everybody.
Yeah, it's like the Proud Boys. The Proud Boys, the Cascade Legion.
God, it's just all
the Boot Boys.
How insecure. Oh, how sad and insecure that you have to band together to try to prove your masculinity and go beat people up because that's what men do.
We need people in this country.
So sad.
Before you decide to have a baby, sit down with whoever you're having the baby with, whatever the fuck, if you're adopting, sit down with your partner and say, what is our plan to not have our fucking child turn into a lunatic skinhead? Please.
Yeah.
Figure that out. Because there has to be some bad parenting on board.
One would think the horse apples ain't falling far from the horse pucker.
What is God?
I'm thinking mom and dad probably weren't exactly, marching at Selma for civil rights.
You know, I'm going to get our producers to send an email to fucking Jesus. And I want to find Jesus. Why do you allow these idiot racists, these hateful MRA fucks to be fertile? To not be sterile. Can't they be sterile? Why do we have to see? It's like, why do you have to proliferate? Why do these racists have kids? Why?
Proliferate.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm so pissed off. Proud Boys. Fuck you.
So I guess that's good news. But they're arresting these Proud Boys and they're outing them as the skinhead fascists that they are claiming they're not. Yeah, we're just a social organization. We just get together.
You can't find a bunch. Listen, guys, you can't find a bunch of dandy little Proud Boys. Just figure it out. Surely they're all on social media. Fucking track them down on Facebook. Go get them.
This is.
I watched that Dillinger movie where they hunted down Johnny Depp and Christian Bale played the FBI guy. I don't remember who played who, but, Christian Bale didn't rest until he got Dillinger.
You mean?
Am I getting the names wrong?
Christian Bale was the actor.
Yes. Well, I don't remember.
Played Elliot Ness.
Yeah, Elliot Ness. Was it Elliot Ness?
Wasn't it?
No, Elliot Ness was Kevin Costner.
Oh, Kevin Costner was Elliot Ness.
In
Dillinger.
The Untouchables.
Or The Untouchables. You're talking about Dillinger.
Yes.
I don't know who
it's
got
not
Dillinger.
Elliot. Well, it's Christian Bale.
I got you.
Plays the guy, the FBI guy, that goes and gets Dillinger. And he gets him. And it takes most of the movie. But he gets him. Maybe we should send fucking Christian Bale out to get these guys. Just pisses me off.
He's got a temper.
How the fuck is a bunch of idiot racists outsmarting law enforcement? Go find them. I feel like
Billy Crudup was J. Edgar Hoover. Wow.
Yeah.
Melvin Purvis. He played.
Oh yeah. That was a good movie. Watch that.
Amazon.com.
Right.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
Here's a tape. I don't know. Laugh or cry. Mm-hmm. Trump supporter.
Or rage.
Trump supporter.
Yes.
At a Trump rally. You know, here you go. Here's just some, this is why we yell.
Yes.
I'm here at a Trump rally in Mesa, Arizona, and I wanted to ask supporters about the fact that a Washington Post and ABC News poll showed that just 3% of African Americans approve of the job that Donald Trump...
3% approval among African Americans, and the margin of error
is three
has got to be around there, so it could conceivably be 0%.
And I want to see that poll. I want to see the raw data in that. I want to see where an African American said, I really like Trump and I think he's doing a good job. Well, I want to see that.
Ben Carson, Kanye. We can find 4 or 5.
Hey, Kim Kardashian, fuck off. Just
3% of African Americans approve of the job that Donald Trump is doing compared to around 36-40% of Americans.
So now the question she is going to pose
yes.
to the deplorables
right.
waiting in line at this Trump rally okay. in Arizona, Arizona, is, here's a guy with his thumb up wearing a t-shirt that says liberalism, find a cure.
Fuck you.
Yeah. She's going to ask these people what they think about the fact that Trump has a 3% approval rating.
I think it's high
among black people. It's... No, these are deplorables. She's asking.
Oh, God.
These are Trump voters.
Okay.
Strap in.
Let's see what they have to say about it. Right now, the latest poll shows that Trump's approval rating among African Americans is at 3%. Why do you think that is?
Fake news.
Fake news, the polling?
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of people here. I've seen African American people.
That's
here.
Anecdotal evidence. That's not the totality.
It's not worth even answering her question.
I don't think that's real. I mean, they can say what.
You hear the other idiot in the background?
I don't.
It ain't worth even answering her question.
God.
It's ridiculous.
Is it wrong that I'm sad these people aren't sterilized, these racists? Because they're going to, that guy is going to have a baby, and there's no way they're not going to raise a kid that's not a fucking
bigot.
Maybe
we should get some of these billionaires to sponsor a vasectomy bus that could park at these rallies and offer free vasectomies.
Yeah, come on up, please. We know we're not going to change your minds, but at least make it so you don't.
That's anecdotal evidence. That's not the totality.
It's not worth even answering her question.
I don't think that's real. I mean, they can say what they want. They also said Trump would have won the election.
Oh, see, there you go. Well, there's the tiny brain that doesn't understand probability versus certainty, etc. Yeah, the polls said, one poll said 92% chance Hillary would win. Guess what, moron? That means there's an 8% chance that your orange fuck would win. And he did.
And dickhead, what happens when you go to Vegas and you play the slots and you hit a very small percentage that you're going to win the jackpot? But sometimes people do.
You still stick your fucking money in there, you moron.
You fucking racist. And you won the jackpot. You got Hitler. You got your fucking Hitler to be president. Why don't you be happy about it, fuckface?
Fake news.
Fake news.
Answer her questions.
I don't think that's real. I mean, they can say what they want. They also said Trump would have won the election. And he did.
But that polling was wrong around the margins. It was still correct on the national level.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Let's laugh.
You guys, I mean, it's just facts.
He's telling him, some old guy is standing to him and says, just laugh. Just laugh. She's like, these are facts. Oh, you're facts. I'm a white guy. You're full of it.
You got to hand it to this journalist, whoever is interviewing these Krakens, these deplorable dickbags. This person must go home at night and just drink her face off.
Let's laugh.
This is Rebel HQ is the YouTube channel.
Okay.
You guys, I mean, it's just facts. Yeah.
No, okay. Facts. All right, next question.
Why is it not facts?
Did you say
3%?
3%. I didn't want to talk to you. You're a joke. You're a serious joke.
All right, next question.
3?
Yeah.
3?
No, that's not right.
Like 18%.
Where'd you get that?
It was an ABC News poll.
Oh, well, of course.
Listen to this herd of cows. They're like, there's two fat white guys and two fat white women. Not that I don't want to fat shame.
But
I'm just describing.
Right. And this is, you know what? You're right. We don't need to fat shame these people. The only thing that needs to be shamed is what's located in their fucking skull.
Right.
Because they're fucking idiots.
Serious joke.
All right, next question.
3?
Yeah.
3?
No,
that's not right.
Like 18%.
Where'd you get that?
18?
It was an ABC News poll.
Oh, well, of course.
3%.
It's gone up way.
It's more like 25%. Yeah. Okay.
The Clinton News Network is what I think that is. I highly doubt it's at 3%. That just doesn't even sound right. So I could tell you more than 3% just here in Arizona.
3%? I'm looking at Fox all the time. It's like 35%.
I'm looking at Fox all the time. It's like 35%.
Is George Soros listening? George, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are, you listen to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on crabdiving.com. And George, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy some shit. If you're listening, what I would like you to do is find someone to go to these where these idiot deplorables hang out, these Nuremberg rallies or whatever, and just pass out packs of unfiltered Pall Malls to all these fuckface.
No.
What's wrong with that? I'm giving free cigarettes to people. I love that idea.
Condoms. Give out condoms and
smoke
and,
up.
And spike their shit with saltpeter.
They're not going to use that. They're not going to use the condoms, right?
We don't advocate anyone getting sick or violent.
No, I advocate smoking for them. That's all I'm doing.
Let's continue.
It's like I could tell you more than 3% just here in Arizona.
3%? I'm looking at Fox all the time. It's like 35%.
That's close to the national average, so that's there's no way that's true.
I think that's a lot better than we think, and there's a lot of hidden folks that don't want to come out, and they're stereotyped in the African American community not to support Trump on purpose. They're making them so where they don't understand if the Dinesh D'Souza movie about the fact that the Democrats are the ones that started slavery and continue that.
The stupid is suffocating out of this idiot because he goes back to the Democrats started slavery.
Okay.
They didn't start it, but the Democrats supported slavery back in the day.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And let's look what happened in the 40s, 50s, and 60s when the Southern Democrats, when the Civil Rights era started pissing off the Southern Democrats, the Dixiecrats, who then left the party to join the Republicans because the Republicans were like, we'll take your racists.
But
Southern strategy.
Let's say this idiot, this fucking moron, is right about his history. What difference does it make now? We are in the present. We are not in the 1800s.
You can't tell them that.
Clinton ain't president.
Right.
Hillary Clinton, she lost the popular. She won the popular vote.
Let's go to a Klan rally and ask them how many voted Democrat in the last election. Let's go to the Proud Boys and ask them how many of them voted Democrat in the last election. Let's go to a skinhead rally and ask them how many voted Democrat in the last election. And this guy's little single-celled brain would explode.
Boo.
But guess what? He's voting.
Right. Hey, I saw you on Deliverance. Nice work.
About the fact that the Democrats are the ones that started slavery and continue that. Nothing to do with the Republicans, but they were able to push it off toward the Republicans. So that's part of the issue. It's just they don't like Trump. They're taught not to like Trump. They're taught not to like Republicans.
He's talking about black people, by the way.
Well, listen.
They're taught not to like Trump.
I don't know. Listen, dickhead. I'm a white person, and guess what? I don't like Trump, and I don't like Republicans. What do you
Republicans,
think about
but
that?
They were able to push it off toward the Republicans. So that's part of the issue. It's just they don't like Trump. They're taught not to like Trump. They're taught not to like Republicans, but for no reasons.
I have actually a lot of African-American friends. They're going to be here tonight, so I don't know. I always hear this stuff, and I think it's just a lot of noise.
Yeah. So I think that there's a difference between having African-American friends than having like an aggregate of the entire country say they disapprove of him.
Right. Where did the aggregate come from? I like question the poll, right? Like where was the source?
The black vote has all African-American votes always been Democrat.
I love listening to white people trying to figure out how, I think the blacks, the African-Americans.
The black vote.
Just say the N-word, you fucking asshole. Right, we know how you fucking feel. I see you.
We know what you want to
we
say.
We get these people, whatever their race.
The black vote has all African-American votes always been Democrat, but they are leaving the Democratic Party because they're seeing what the Democrats have done to them.
What?
What have they done?
Look at Detroit. It's a mess. Chicago's a mess. You have any town that has been run for Democrats for years, and they're a mess.
The Republicans are the ones that are actually fighting for him. And finally, people are waking up like Kanye and some other ones, and look at Cam.
Oh, my God. Again.
The black community.
Shame on Kanye.
Yeah, the black community, Broham, ain't embracing Kanye.
Shame on Kanye, and shame on any fucking celebrity that props up this goddamn Hitler. And you know, this Kim Kardashian was trying to sell the fact that there's a bright side to Kanye's friendship with Trump. Fuck you, Kim.
And they're a mess.
The Republicans are the ones that are actually fighting for him. And finally, people are waking up like Kanye and some other ones. And look at Candace Owens. Look at some of the Tatum. Another one, the African-Americans that are very strong. Larry Elder is an advocate, of course. But, you know, there's a lot more going for it than you would think.
He's listing Trump's black friends.
And by the way, all these people probably add up to about 3%.
Right. There's a lot more going for it than you would think.
I can only speak for myself, but from what I understand, the job numbers are up, unemployment's down for African Americans, so that's a good thing. But I'm not in their shoes. I don't know.
What did you expect when you?
That was
hold on a second.
That was almost
that confuses
almost
me.
Not real racist.
He's saying I don't understand their plight.
I think
I'm
he's
not
acknowledging
in their
that
shoes.
The. I think he's acknowledging that the approval rating is low, and he doesn't understand why. Because look at all the jobs Trump gave those brown people.
But then again, I'm not in their shoes.
Yeah. For African Americans, so that's a good thing. But I really, I'm not in their shoes. I don't know.
I think he's saying he can't explain why they disapprove of the orange god.
Right. You're right.
What did you expect when you didn't have jobs? You were on welfare. The whole family and generations of welfare that was created by the liberals on the left, starting with Johnson with the Great Society.
Roosevelt.
Yes. Starting with Johnson.
On the left, starting with Johnson with the Great Society. That made him dependent.
That made him dependent. The blacks.
Yeah, yeah.
The blacks are dependent.
God, you know, all these white people. I have lots of black friends here at this event today.
Yeah, look, there's one over there. I mean, they basically were like, hey, look, there's one.
It's so like. It turns into a scavenger hunt for my black friends. Yeah.
It's like a Christopher Guest movie that has come alive. You wouldn't believe. If you saw Christopher Guest 5 years ago did something like this, nobody would believe it. No. Although, you watch the movie Idiocracy. That's kind of what's going on now.
I mean, good God, man. This is something else.
We got a couple minutes left here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do this again tomorrow. We do it every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
That's right, Pat.
Shout out to everybody I saw in New Orleans that listens to the show.
Yay. Oh, yes. Thanks for listening. We appreciate
it. Several people at the wedding were like, they listened to the show. I was like, handing out apologies.
Oh, shit.
But they like.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
Right.
What else do we want? The Khashoggi thing continueth.
Khashoggi.
The latest is, this is a visual. You just got to go to our Facebook page. I put the story up about how it turns out that they have surveillance footage that apparently the Saudis tried to slip a body double dressed as Khashoggi out of they've got him walking out of the consulate. Dressed in Khashoggi's clothes.
Yes.
And he walks to a local mosque where he then kind of disappears in the crowd but didn't do a good enough job because footage there has him going into a bathroom and coming out dressed differently.
Oh, my fucking God.
So the plan was we're going to say that's him. He's going to go to the mosque and we lose him there.
Don't they have, I mean, isn't this the Saudis? Do they have a budget for this sort of thing?
Hubris. They're
arrogant.
Yeah.
They think they're going to get away with it.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
And they kind of will.
Right.
What's going to happen to them? Are we going to hit them with sanctions? I'll bet you if Hillary Rodham Clinton were the president of the United States right now,
of course,
we would be hitting them with sanctions.
Of fucking course.
I would even argue that if low energy Jeb or little Marco or
little Marco,
a couple of the others were president, we would be issuing sanctions.
Oh, absolutely.
But because Trump and Jared sit in a hot tub full of a mixture of Saudi and Russian cum.
Wow. That's then leave a rash or something.
It's kind of hard.
I mean, wouldn't you, even if I don't know, I would think anybody would think, well, if we're going to use a body double, we need to have the same clothes.
They probably just took his clothes. They found a guy that was his size. It was he was one of the 15.
Right.
They've got his name.
Oh, okay.
And, it's cartoonish. I mean, it's really
That's nuts.
It's cartoonishly stupid.
Right.
And arrogant that they really think they're just getting away with
it. It's fucking bananas.
A member of the 15-man team suspected in the death of Jamal Khashoggi dressed up in his clothes and was captured on surveillance cameras around Istanbul. CNN obtained exclusive law enforcement surveillance footage.
Yes.
Part of the Turkish government's investigation that appears to show the man leaving the consulate by the back door wearing Khashoggi's clothes, a fake beard, and glasses.
Oh, my God.
The same man was seen in Khashoggi's clothing at the city's world-famous Blue Mosque after the journalist was last seen alive. The man in the video, identified as Mustafa al-Madani, was allegedly part of what investigators said was a hit squad sent to kill him.
This squad, I don't know, guys.
Yeah, I mean...
But you're right. What's it matter? I mean, nothing...
One official has a point that we all have.
Yes.
If you have a brain, you don't need a body dumble for an interrogation or a rendition.
Right. That's a good point.
Of course this was premeditated.
Yes.
A Saudi source would neither confirm nor deny that Madani was sent to act as a body double.
Right.
But emphasized that the killing was not intentional. That's they're trying to stick to that story.
It's not intentional.
It was an oopsie.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
He exited the consulate by the back door with an alleged accomplice. He was wearing what appears to show to be Khashoggi's dark blazer, gray shirt, opened at the collar, and pants. The exact same clothes that Khashoggi wore when he walked in. Same colors, everything.
Wow, okay.
It's probably his clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
And no beard, by the way.
Right.
They have the guy walking in earlier, this Madani guy. They have footage of him walking in earlier. No beard.
He had the fake.
Later on, he comes out wearing Khashoggi's clothes and a fake beard.
Why didn't they get somebody with a beard? Well, who fucking knows? I don't know. It's
bizarre.
The fake beard was like one of those Groucho Marx, you know, like glasses and fake nose mustache kind of thing. That's funny.
The surveillance footage is another piece of evidence in the mysterious case of what happened to Khashoggi.
Khashoggi.
It forms part of a wider investigation by Turkish officials. The Turks keep saying they're still digging into this. I don't know what's going to happen. And then we have like France, Germany, a couple other countries who are like, we're not buying that bullshit.
Right.
Not us, of course. Trump is like, sounds good to me.
Yeah, I want to build I got a building going up in Riyadh, so suck my dick.
And then somebody interviewed Jared today.
Oh, God. What a vapid dickhead.
Kind of. Oh, you know who it was? Because he got raked over the coals, too. Van Johnson.
Yes.
On CNN. Because one of his hard-hitting questions was, man, you have the dopest job, quote, dopest job in Washington. You're like secretary of everything. How did you get that?
Yeah, that's my question, too. Why are you in charge of everything?
Dope? Anything.
You're the dopest.
Anything. Why is he in charge of?
And not in the current vernacular. You know what I mean?
We got to get the fuck out of here quickly. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're back tomorrow at the usual bat times and bat channel. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal and following us on all the social medias. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy.
I don't think you're stupid. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.